It's Kiss 92, and the Silver Generation Office is the outreach arm of the Agency for Integrated Care. We've been telling you about it, and it's dedicated to supporting seniors' needs. And one of the ways they do it is through volunteers, also known as Silver Generation Ambassadors. And we have one of them here with us today. It's Madam Catherine Ng.
Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Yes, I would like to share with you my experiences being a Silver Generation Ambassador. First of all, when we reach out to them on the ground, see, some seniors are very temperamental, especially during the launch in 2014.
Yeah.
And they will ask us more questions before they allow us to enter their home.
See.
And when we break the ice, they are more welcoming to us.
So they start off as a bit skeptical first.
Yes, they are very skeptical initially.
Work your way in.
Correct. Well, after identifying ourselves, where we are from, representing Silver Generation Office, we will be able to build the trust for them.
Hey Kat, do you have a trick to kind of get them to trust you earlier
and open up?
Is that an icebreaker?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Initially, we need to break the ice first.
Pineapple tarts.
Tell them where we are from and ask them, have they heard of Pioneer Generation Office initially?
I see.
And they will say, oh, we heard more or less in the media, and we'll tell them what we are here for.
Catherine, how did you begin your journey as a volunteer? When did you first start?
Oh, I started to enter one of my volunteer mates. I was a grassroots volunteer also, and she was a full-time staff in the Silver Generation Office, and she recruited me. She scouted my activeness, and she recruited me to join and wrote me for a lot of series of training. And then after that, when I have completed my training and I'm certified to be a full-time ambassador, then I go to the ground to reach out to the seniors.
Wow.
Well, but you look so young, you know.
Oh, I'm a senior as well. But
are you?
I look young because I enjoy my grassroots work as well as ambassador work.
It's all about
reaching
that.
Out all the seniors.
Yeah.
It's very fulfilling.
You know, Kat, you're such a lovely spot for all the ambassadors.
Oh, thank
true.
You very much.
And is it true, Kat, that you've been actually volunteering for more than 30 years now?
Oh, yes. As a volunteer in the grassroots since I was a youth.
That is incredible.
What exactly do you do as a volunteer?
Oh, well, those seniors who are active, we bring them to join active aging programs to help them age gracefully and age well. And if they have problems with issues with their health, we'll try to link up the Silver Generation Office for further help.
I see.
And we provide care and support from them.
Catherine, you mentioned that, you know, some of these seniors have problems and issues. What are some of the most common or pressing problems?
Oh, some seniors don't have family support and they need care and they are living alone. So we'll flag all these cases to Silver Generation Office, and there they will pick up cases for further help, such as if they need financial help. AIC will flag up to Social Service Office for financial assistance. And if they have difficulties in walking, we might provide them with motorized wheelchair.
Thanks, Kat. We'll be back with you shortly, of course, to find a little bit more about your role and how the Silver Generation Office extends help to seniors who really need them.
And you can find out more at aic.sg/sgo. Only on Kiss 92.
Keeping it real with Maddie, Andre, and Divian. Kiss 92.
It's Kiss 92, Maddie, Andre, and Divian in the morning, keeping it real. And earlier today, we were very inspired by Madam Catherine Ng, one of the pioneer volunteers for the Silver Generation Office. She's been volunteering for various causes for over 30 years now. And we continue our chat with her to find out how it has been volunteering as a Silver Generation Ambassador.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Seniors, you know, they can have very different needs depending on their health and their family support. How do you cater to their different needs?
We will identify their cases first, find out more from the seniors and what type of help do they require, be it health, be it financial, or be it social. And we will put up in our further follow-up actions in our case note for the Silver Generation Office to look into.
I see.
And if help needed, for example, financial, they will flag out to AIC to refer them to the relevant agencies like SSO for further help.
Catherine, can you share a story with us that came from your personal experience, something that made you smile? Was it a particular senior that you met, you know, a need that you fulfilled? What was it?
I have helped a senior aged about 80. Mm-hmm. And when I visited them as an ambassador, he mentioned to me that he has walking difficulties.
I see.
And he need a motorized wheelchair or scooter, so car. So I put up a case note to Silver Generation Office. And thereafter, I linked them up. And Silver Generation Office from there put up the cases to AIC. And they studied the case and further linked me up. And we visited the seniors and to get help for them. And nice. Later, wow. when Very we good. Get them with the motorized wheelchair, yeah. he has to go for further training, whether he
how
is...
How to operate it.
Yes, how to operate, whether he's suitable for yeah. this or not.
What was his expression like when he first saw the
when
wheelchair?
He got this approved, yeah. He was very, very impressed.
So
and
nice.
Says that Silver Generation Ambassador has really done a good job and touched his life to enable him to move around
That's fantastic.
Freely and easily now.
You know, Kat, By getting him the wheelchair, right, the mobile one, now he can go and buy his own food, he can do his own shopping, and he can hang out with his kakis.
Exactly, exactly. He
it's
moves
a life-changing
around.
Thing.
Now I have seen him moving around freely to buy groceries himself, to get some meals himself, because the other time he was on meals on wheels.
That's right.
And right now he's very happy and very pleased with what is Silver Generation all about. And he praised the government and giving government this thumbs up for this initiative.
So that's fantastic. I imagine if I meet this fellow, he'll be teaching me how to do a wheelie, you know?
Probably.
And each time he see me in the coffee shop, he say, "Hey, Catherine, whoa, you have done a marvelous job." And that, he's very touched with that.
Yeah, and that recognition and that appreciation is part of the reward that you receive as an ambassador, right?
Yes.
What would you say to somebody who's considering becoming an ambassador but then thinking, I don't have enough time. My you know, job is so heavy already.
It's difficult.
How do I do this?
Yeah.
I always tell the younger one who wants to join us and as ambassador, I always give them the note that I always aspire to inspire them. Before I retire, I say it's a very fulfilling role to play in being an ambassador. If you have touched and transformed the senior's life to a very meaningful one and they age very gracefully and happily, I think I go back. I have a very good night.
Oh, nice. You know, we at KISS 92 would like to thank people like you, our Silver Generation ambassadors, and we appreciate people like you, Kat.
Thank you very much. I would like to see more of this.
And the Silver Generation Office is the outreach arm of the Agency for Integrated Care, dedicated to supporting seniors' needs. And if you know someone who could use their service or wish to step up as a volunteer yourself, you can find out more at aic.sg/sgo.
Keep it real. With Maddie, Andre, and Divian. KISS 92.